Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something loads of people experience, low back pain, specifically from a muscle strain or maybe a ligament sprain.
I've just called lumbar strain, yeah.
Right, lumbar strain. We want to break this down, make it easy to understand what's going on when, you know, your back just goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pulling our info from orthoeducation.com. It's a great free resource, really high quality, for understanding these kinds of musculoskeletal things.
Really is a good site.
Definitely. But remember, this is just general info. If you've got specific worries, you really need to talk to a healthcare professional. Always the best bet.
Absolutely. Health advice needs to be personal.
Okay, so let's dive in. This low back pain from a strain.
Yeah.
What's actually happening in the body, like the basics?
Okay, so basically it means the muscles or the ligaments, those band-like tissues holding bones together in your lower back, got stretched too much.
Stretched too far.
Yeah, or sometimes even tiny tears can happen. It's probably the most common reason people have that acute lower back pain.
And is it really that common? I feel like everyone complains about their back sometimes.
Oh, it's incredibly common. The stats suggest, you know, the vast majority of adults, they'll probably deal with the exact type of back pain at some point.
Wow. Okay. The vast majority. That's huge. So what kind of things usually trigger this? What causes that overstretching? My first thought is like lifting something way too heavy.
That's definitely a classic one. Lifting heavy objects, especially if you're using your back instead of your legs, puts a huge amount of stress right there.
Yeah, bad form.
Exactly. But it's not just heavy lifting. Think about sudden movements, too.
Like twisting suddenly?
Precisely. Twisting, reaching awkwardly, maybe slipping or a fall.
Yeah.
Anything that catches those back muscles or ligaments off guard can strain them.
Okay, so it's not always the, you know, big obvious thing. What about just sitting? I know I spend hours at my desk. Can bad posture cause this?
Oh, absolutely. Sitting for long stretches, especially if you're slouching or don't have good back support, that forces your muscles and ligaments to work overtime just to hold you up.
Right, they get fatigued.
They get fatigued, strained. And interestingly, even stress can contribute.
Stress? How does that work?
Well, when you're stressed, your muscles tend to tense up, right? Including the ones in your lower back. If that tension is chronic, it makes the area sort of vulnerable, more prone to injury.
Huh. I hadn't really connected stress directly to a strain like that. So it's not just people doing heavy physical jobs who are at risk.
Not at all. I mean, sure, athletes, construction workers, people with physically demanding jobs, they might face a higher risk just from the sheer forces involved.
Yeah, makes sense.
But like you said, someone sitting all day without good support, they're definitely susceptible too. It's a wide range of people.
Okay. Now, when this happens, people often say their back goes into spasm. It sounds awful. What's actually going on there? Is it just random cramping?
It's not random, actually. It's the body's protective response. A bit of a crude one, maybe, but protective.
Protective how?
When a muscle or ligament gets injured back there, the nearby muscles clamp down. They contract involuntarily, tighten right up.
Okay. That's spasm. It acts almost like a natural splint. The body's trying to immobilize the injured spot to stop you from damaging it further.
Okay, so it's trying to help.
It's trying to help, but unfortunately, the spasm itself can be incredibly painful.
Yeah.
And it really limits your movement until things calm down and start to heal.
Yeah, sounds like a painful way to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So just to sum up this part, very common injury, muscles or ligaments stretch too far, caused by things like lifting wrong, sudden moves, even posture or stress. And those painful spasms are the body trying to splint the area.
You got it. That's the basic picture.
Okay. Before we get into how doctors figure this out, let's quickly mention our source again. We have been talking about low back pain due to muscle strain based on information from the free and peer-reviewed patient education website, OrthoEducation, at www.orthoeducation.com.
Great resource.
So diagnosis. Someone comes in, their back hurts, they think they strained it. What does the doctor typically do? Do they just send you for an x-ray right away? Not usually, no.
Yeah.
The first step is really talking. The doctor will ask a lot of questions.
Like what?
Like, when did the pain start? What were you doing? Does anything make it feel better or worse? Where exactly does it hurt? What kind of pain? Is it sharp, dull, aching? Getting that history is super important.
Okay, so the story matters a lot.
It really does. Then comes the physical exam. The doctor will carefully feel your lower back, checking for spots that are tender to the touch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also look at how stiff you are, check your range of motion, how far you can bend forward, backward, sideways, twist.
See what movements trigger the pain.
Exactly. And they usually do some basic neurological checks too, testing reflexes, strengthening your legs, checking for numbness or tingling, just to make sure nerves aren't seriously involved.
So it sounds like it's mostly about the history and the hands-on exam initially. Why not just get an X-ray or MRI straight away to see what's wrong?
Well, for a typical acute muscle strain or ligament sprain, imaging often isn't needed right at the beginning.
Why is that?
Because these injuries, the soft tissue ones, they usually get better on their own with some simple care. And, you know, often an X-ray wouldn't even show a muscle strain anyway. X-rays are better for bones. Even MRIs might not show much in a simple fresh strain.
Okay, that makes sense. Save the tests for when they're really needed. So when would a doctor think about ordering an X-ray or MRI?
There are definitely times when imaging is considered. For example, if your pain just isn't getting better after, say, a few weeks of trying the usual stuff at home.
Okay, persistent pain.
Right. Or if you develop what we call red flag symptoms.
Red flags? Like what?
Things like significant numbness or weakness spreading down your leg, maybe trouble controlling your bladder or bowels. Those are serious signs. Or if the pain started because of a major trauma, like a bad fall or a car accident.
Ah, okay. So you'd want to rule out something more serious then.
Exactly. In those cases, imaging helps rule out things like a herniated disc pressing on a nerve, or maybe a fracture in one of the vertebrae, or other, you know, structural problems that might need different treatment than a simple strain.
Got it. So imaging has its place, but not usually for that initial, ouch, I think I pulled something moment.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so let's say the diagnosis is indeed a lumbar strain. What's the typical game plan for treatment? What do people do first?
Well, usually the first steps are non-surgical, focused on easing the pain and letting things heal. Often, a short period of rest, or maybe just avoiding activities that really aggravate it, is advised right at the beginning.
Just taking it easy for a day or two.
Yeah, but, and this is important, we don't recommend long periods of strict bed rest anymore. That can actually make you stiffer and weaker.
Right. Movement is good.
Gentle movement, as soon as you can tolerate it, is actually encouraged to prevent stiffness and help recovery.
Okay. What about pain relief? I assume people reach for pills.
Absolutely. Over-the-counter pain relievers are often very helpful, especially things like ibuprofen or naproxen, the NSAIDs.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Right. They help with both the pain and the inflammation, the swelling that comes with the strain.
Okay. And what about the old standbys? Heat and ice. Do they actually do anything?
They could definitely provide some relief, yeah. Ice is generally good for the first day or two, maybe 24, 48 hours. It helps constrict blood vessels, reduce that initial swelling, and numb the pain a bit.
Okay, ice first.
Then after that, or sometimes alternating with ice, heat can be really nice. It helps relax tight muscles, increases blood flow to the area, which might help with healing. A lot of it gets down to personal preference, what feels better for you.
Makes sense. Now, physical therapy often comes up with back pain. What role does PT play here for a lumbar strain?
Physical therapy is actually really key, not just for getting over the current strain, but also for preventing it from happening again.
How does it help prevent it?
A good physical therapist will assess you properly and then give you specific exercises. These are designed to strengthen the muscles that support your core muscles.
Your core, right. Abs and back muscles.
Exactly. And also to improve your flexibility and teach you how to move correctly with better body mechanics.
Can you give some examples? What kind of exercises are we talking about? Simple stuff.
Often starts simple, yeah. Gentle stretching is usually first. Things like the knee to chest stretch, lying on your back, gently pulling one knee towards you.
Okay.
Or the cat-cow stretch, on your hands and knees, arching and rounding your back. These help with flexibility and easing tension.
Right. Get things moving gently.
Then, as you feel better, they'll add strengthening work. Things like bridges, lifting your hips off the floor while lying down with knees bent.
I know that one.
And planks holding that straight body position on your forearms and toes. These really target those core muscles we talked about.
So it's a mix of stretching and strengthening.
Precisely. The goal is better flexibility, less muscle tension, a stronger core to support the spine, better posture, more stability. It all works together to reduce pain, help healing, and make you less likely to strain it again.
And besides doing specific PT exercises, what else can people do themselves to help recovery?
The big thing is to try and stay reasonably active, you know, within your pain limits. Don't just lie down all day.
Avoid becoming sedentary.
Yes. And pay attention to your posture, whether you're sitting, standing, walking. Consciously trying to maintain good posture reduces that background strain on your back.
Good habits. And how long does it usually take to feel better with this kind of approach?
For a typical uncomplicated lumbar strain, most people feel significantly better within, say, a few weeks of starting these conservative treatments.
A few weeks, that's pretty encouraging. But
wow.
What if it doesn't get better? What if that back pain just kind of hangs around? When does it become chronic?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Generally, we consider low back pain chronic if it lasts for more than 3 months.
3 months. Okay. And if a simple strain is still causing problems after that long, what could be going on? Did it just not heal right?
That's one possibility.
Right.
Maybe the initial injury didn't fully resolve, perhaps because of continued strain or not enough appropriate rest or rehab initially. Or there might be ongoing issues feeding into it, like persistent poor posture, really weak core muscles that were never addressed, maybe repetitive strain from work or hobbies.
So lifestyle factors.
Definitely. But it's also crucial at that point to consider if there might be something more significant underlying the pain, not just a simple strain anymore.
Like what kind of things?
Well, it could be a persistent herniated disc that's still bothering a nerve. Or maybe degenerative changes like spinal arthritis have set in.
Arthritis in the spine?
Yeah. Or spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the canal where the nerves run. Or even something called spondylolisthesis, where one back bone slips forward on the one below it.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of other possibilities if it drags on. Treating chronic pain sounds like it would be different then.
It usually is, yes.
Yeah.
It often needs a more comprehensive approach.
Yeah.
Still involves physical therapy, focusing on specific weaknesses or imbalances, but might also include more advanced pain management techniques.
Like what?
Could be different types of medications, sometimes injections or other minimally invasive procedures aimed at reducing pain signals. And really digging into those contributing factors is key: posture, activity levels, weight management, stress.
Addressing the whole picture.
Yeah, exactly. It often takes a multidisciplinary team approach.
And I guess imaging tests would be more likely in chronic cases to figure out if it's one of those other conditions.
Yes, definitely. If back pain is chronic, or if there are those red flag symptoms, or if the first line treatments just aren't working, that's when x-rays, MRIs, maybe CT scans are much more likely to be used.
To get a clearer look.
Right. To try and identify if there's an underlying structural cause, like a disc problem or arthritis, and that helps guide the treatment more effectively.
Okay, that really clarifies the difference. So for most people, that sudden back pain is likely a strain, gets better with simple care, maybe some PT. But if it sticks around for months, time for a deeper look.
That sums it up well.
This has been incredibly helpful, really breaking down a super common issue.
Glad we could walk through it. And just to remind everyone, we have just discussed low back pain due to muscle strain based on information from the free, easy-to-understand patient education website, OrthoEducation, available at www.orthoeducation.com. Please remember, this deep dive is for general educational purposes only.
That's right.
If you're dealing with an injury or have concerns about your health, be sure to consult a trained healthcare professional.
Absolutely essential advice. So maybe take a moment today to think about your own daily habits. How you sit, how you stand, how you lift things. Are those small movements helping your back or potentially setting you up for strain?
Good point. Awareness is the first step.
And perhaps check out orthoeducation.com if you want to learn more about keeping your back healthy. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.